I know magic. Yeah.
There we go. We got about 10 seconds. We're going to be coming up live. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, we all know that the Prince of Darkness, as he's called, Ozzy Osbourne, is now gone. I mean, we all know this, right? It's all over the headlines. Of course, another convenient death. And now here comes those that are going to praise his existence in a form and in a manner of idolatry to no end. His record sales will skyrocket. And on the other side of that, folks, now that's the world. That's what's expected from the heathen, right? The unbelievers. But here on the other side, we have the professors saying, rest in peace, Ozzy. When scripture says there is no rest for the wicked, we have the professed Christians talking about how now he's in heaven. And I'm asking the question as to what Bible are you people not reading? I mean, as if to suggest that there's no distinction between good and evil. And yet we find in scripture that's the whole purpose of the church. We're called to be a light in this world, friends. We're not to be half dark and half light. We're not to add mixture. It's not yin and yang. No, friends, this is exactly why the Church of America has lost power with the Lord, because they want to walk on both sides of the fence. And Jesus said, if you do that, in Revelation chapter 3, he said he's going to spew you out of his mouth. And folks, I got to tell you, I'm extremely offended by what I see out there. But again, this is what happens when the people back in the 1960s allow the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy. That means where few rule over many, and say, you can't do that concerning the Lord anymore. Now there's lines between church and state. And mysteriously, friends, we can't, and somehow or another, we can't find in any founding document any such statement as lines between church and state. Now, we can find that, of course, in Article 52 of the Communist Constitution. That would be in Russia, friends. And we know that Thomas Jefferson said that there's a wall barring the government from what it's doing in America today. But aside of that history and knowing where it is that we came from, Hebrews 13:7, the professors, the children of the apostate in America, they said no to the Lord, and they said to the corrupt Supreme Court, okay, we'll obey you because you said. Now, I think what they failed to do is look up concerning Moses and the Ten Commandments above the heads of those nine unelected bureaucrats. I think they have failed to understand that it's Moses holding the Ten Commandments. And because of that, what have they done? They have bred a whole system, a whole a generation of what? Anarchists. They hate God's moral law, but yet somehow or another, they call themselves Christians. Well, let me ask you something. When you look at Matthew 3:2, what does it tell us? It says that the message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It tells us in Acts 20, verse 21, that we're to repent before God and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a simple question here, professors. What brought about repentance? What gave the people an acknowledgement of their transgressions before a just and a holy God if the law wasn't preached? Well, if you look at Acts 26, verse 18, we can see Paul prayed that the Lord would open their eyes and turning men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and that they'd be sanctified in faith by Jesus Christ. And again, we put up with man's 10,000 commandments, and we put up with this heresy coming from the apostates within the walls of the church today because they have left off the very schoolmaster that's to bring men to Christ in the first place. That is the law of the Lord, which is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7. That is the schoolmaster that's to bring men unto Christ, right? Galatians 3:24. Now, I'm saying all of that to say this, folks. The attacks that have come against me just for merely going back and making reference to scripture. You know, I mean, like I said, I just started off the show a moment ago talking about how he has labeled himself and the world is labeled Ozzy Osbourne. The Prince of Darkness. And so what I posted is Ozzy Osbourne just found out that he wasn't the Prince of Darkness. No. In fact, now he who of him whom he's spoken so much and spread the message of the Satan that he served his whole life, now somehow or another, he's found out that he's been deceived, but he gets to spend eternity with him who he promoted and proselytized concerning the young people on a global basis that it's no game. And what I do is me thinks about the man that was in hell in Luke 16 who now wish he had the opportunity to come out and warn everybody in his family. But the Lord said to him, no, you can't because there's a great gulf fixed between you and them. And he said, but Lord, the man in hell did. He said, Lord, but go to them. They'll listen to you, though one rose from the dead. And the Lord said back to him, no, they have the law and the prophets. If they will not hear the law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Again, people, what is going on here? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, look at the culture today. That's the children of the apostate. This is their report card. Isn't it interesting how they're so adamant about promoting a Satanist and saying that, you know what, rest in peace, Ozzy. You know, he's in heaven now. As a matter of fact, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, they've got paintings of him hanging out with Jesus, giving the devil's horns. No joke. And all of those that have died before him. Died in their sin, might I remind you. Ezekiel 18:21 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Romans 6:23, the end of sin is death. What is sin? It's the transgression of breaking God's law, transgressing his law in John 3:4. And somehow or another, these that promoted the enemy's message to men are somehow or another in the eyes of the apostates in the American church today, now find all of those children of the devil up in heaven because heaven couldn't wait. Some people are saying, man, they're rocking in heaven today. Folks, you should see the picture that I'm showing you, showing the people right now. It's a picture of Ozzy with his hands open like he's the savior of men. Jesus is behind him. Ronnie James Dio was right to the left of him. By the way, Ronnie James Dio used to sing Christian music, and then he turned to the dark side, and yet somehow or another, he was converted to hell, and yet somehow when he died, he was promoted to heaven? This is ridiculous. This is heresy at every level. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
You can't make it up, folks. You really can't.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I want everybody to do me a favor today. Don't play the coward. What am I talking about? I don't want you to sit and take shots at me. Yeah, I don't want you to sit and take shots at me. I want you to man up. Or I want you to woman up, and if you have something on the contrary that you want to say, the phone lines are open for you. 281-845-4704. We're talking about Ozzy Osbourne right now, the fruit of the man. 281-845-4704. And the reason we're doing that is because the professors of the day, the children of the apostate, and you'll understand it perfectly concerning the definition of an apostate after the show, are promoting a lawless message. That's why we have all these mushroom converts that need to be converted and converted over and over again. Why? Because they've never been converted, period. You know, it's interesting that for professors to suggest that Ozzy is in heaven, I mean, the idea alone, the idea that God will pardon a rebel who is not giving up his rebellion is contrary both to scripture and to common sense. Guess what's missing here, friends? Common sense. Common sense is missing. Here, I want to go ahead and read this off real quick concerning what Ozzy had to say so you guys can understand perfectly. Ozzy Osbourne said, "I don't know if I'm a medium for some outside source." He said, "Whatever it is," he said, "frankly, I hope it's not what I think it is, Satan." Okay? Boy, isn't that interesting? The Prince of Darkness would say something like that. Of course, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. The fruit's hanging on his branches, Matthew 7, 16 and 20. He knows exactly what he's doing. Matter of fact, if you look at the band Black Sabbath, what's interesting, the members stated that there was a fifth member to the band, and they said that every time they came back to do another album, they said it was like the album was already written for them. Don't sit there and tell me my business. Don't sit there and tell me what I know. This is the world that I came from, friends. Very satanic. I mean, again, look at how you changed the world. You legislate through musicians. How is legislation being passed in America today? Through musicians, how could it be otherwise? And look at the type that they're using to go ahead and tear away at the law so they can forge your chains. That's what tyrants do. Remember, Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." Listen to what's going on. This is why they put these guys up, friends. They have bowed down to the enemy of men's souls, and they have served him. And we can see this clearly in the life of Ozzy Osbourne. Let me show you something here really quick, because hopefully you Christians, those that have been born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, there's no such thing as any other version of a Christian outside of one that is born again, as I said, John 3:3. You're going to be as offended as I am by what I'm about ready to show you. Ready for this? Here we go.
Concert. So today, July 22nd, 2025, at the age of 76, rock legend Ozzy Osbourne passed away. A moment that had fans asking, was the Prince of Darkness ever a believer in Christ? I got your answer. Ozzy Osbourne was born on December 3rd, 1948 in Birmingham, skyrocketed with Black Sabbath before finding his solo success. But despite his Prince of Darkness antics, his personal faith was more complex. In 1992, the New York Times reported that he was a practicing member of the Church of England, and he always prayed before every one of his concerts.
Fast forward,
in 2014, okay. The Guardian had an interview with him, and he even admitted, I am, in fact, a Christian, and I even used to go to Sunday school. Dating again, I am not into Satanism. I have never been involved with black magic personally in my life at all. Ozzy acknowledged early faith, but admitted that he even had drifted, like we all have. But years later, it seemed that he was more open to the idea,
I want to stop right there. Notice how he said, like we all have. What he's doing right there is reverting back to ourselves, because we have failed to obey the Lord, therefore we're the new standard. Our sin has now become the standard rather than Jesus Christ as to whom we're going to be judged by. He has it completely upside down. Furthermore, when you go to Matthew 7:16-20, it tells us to judge a tree by its fruit. The devil can go ahead and convince people all day long, because this is what he does, that he is an angel of light. Well, this guy's not even doing that. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. This guy's not even doing that. He's claiming to be the Prince of Darkness, folks. Okay? Again, I'm not adding to what Ozzy's done here. I'm just showing you the facts of who Ozzy Osbourne is. And what am I talking about here? I got on social media platforms right now a picture of Ozzy hitchhiking with a sign that says hell, wearing all black. Has anybody taken the time to see some of the Black Sabbath albums using a little baby with horns on its head? Bloody Sabbath, bloody Sabbath. Talking about satanic rituals. Folks, I'm not going to feed into this, but again, Ozzy has been telling the world exactly who he is and exactly who he's been serving since he's been born, right? And there's no arguing about it, but again, we have the professors trying to justify the fact that, well, he said he was a Christian. Well, he does say that he believes, and I say, well, the Bible does tell us in James 4 that the devils believe also, and they also tremble, right? So when we listen to Ozzy talking about, frankly, I hope it's not who I think it is, Satan, that's like the devil's believing, trembling every time the Lord came on the scene. And by the way, again, Acts 17:31 comes to my aid. He is the standard, not man. But again, here we have this young, biblically illiterate individual trying to justify Ozzy only for the very purpose of justifying their sinful lifestyles in hopes of eradicating their excuses before a just and a holy God. It's not going to work. Let me go back to some of the reformers, and this comes to my aid even now, and we'll get to more of this in a moment. But it's interesting that Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, said, the man that longs to be free from his sin is the man that's ready for judgment. Not the man that uses the grace of Christ as an occasion for the flesh to continuously stay in sin. No. Hey, folks, I've said this before, and I want to say it again. I'll say it a different way because it is applicable. I understand what I'm talking about. I know that I've been born again by the Spirit, because that's the fruit that bears witness in my life to the glory of Christ, and that is found in John 15:8 as well. I want you to listen to this, and this is personally from me. Christians, grace glories in man's deliverance from sin. Why? Because Jesus said in Matthew 1:21 that he came into the world to deliver his people from their sin. And when we understand that it was his death on the cross, his sacrifice on the cross, and the fact that he took all of our sin and washed us in his blood from our sin, we're not going to continuously play along with the world and call it grace by using it as an occasion for the flesh to remain in the flesh. Nope. When we're born of the Spirit of God, we understand the grace is given as an empowerment to live in the Spirit, which works out in righteousness to holiness by the Holy Ghost through regeneration. Titus 3:5. Christians, grace glories in man's deliverance from sin. That's how Christ is glorified. My testimony, again, is not based on how bad of a sinner I was, but on how great of a savior from sin Jesus Christ is. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is a correct understanding of what grace does. Okay? Let's go ahead and listen to the rest of this guy, and I would give you a strong caution to beware of him. His name is Jesse Speaks. He's completely backwards. He's an antinomianist. He has no regard for God's moral law whatsoever, and you can just hear it throughout this whole little expose he does for 2 minutes concerning Ozzy Osbourne. Well, because Ozzy said he was a good man, therefore he must be. Yeah, that's like saying the politicians are justified somehow or another because they say that they're Christians when that's all they do is produce fruit to the devil. No, we got to have a little bit more common sense than that, friends. We truly do. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Journey, which appeared to be making him draw closer to God. And this was reported in The Guardian. While Ozzy never wore his faith publicly,
he never wore his faith publicly, but he did wear his faith publicly because that's all he did was promote the father of lies constantly in how many different settings. This is all people know of Ozzy Osbourne, is him living out his faith. And what is it? Satanism. Giving the Masonic sign, the One World Order eye sign, the devil's horns. Folks, horns on his head. I mean, can you make this up? No. I'm going to come back in just a couple minutes and I'm going to highlight some of the things and some of the ways people have come at me for using scripture that claim to be the Lord's when in fact they hate the Lord. We'll be right. 281-845-4704. Be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to give you this verse from one of Ozzy's songs. It's called Speak of the Devil. He's got fangs on. He's got blood coming out of his mouth. I wonder if that's the blood from the bat that he bit off the head of concerning what he did on stage. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is it's called Speak of the Devil, Black Sabbath. This is the scriptures from the mouth of the devil himself. Verse, what is it that stands before me, said Ozzy, figure in black which points at me, turn around quick and starts to run, found out I'm the chosen one, oh no. Big black shape with eyes of fire, telling people their desire, Satan sitting there, he's smiling, watches those flames get higher and higher, oh no, no, please God help me, is this the end, my friend? Satan's coming around the bend, people running because they're scared, the people better go and beware, no, no, no. Okay, again, folks, this is the guy that played with fire for how many decades, and we have the children of the apostate trying to justify him. In just a couple minutes here, I'm going to actually go over and show you the response of the people for merely giving reference to scriptures, okay? I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Eric from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thanks, Bradley. Am I coming in okay?
Yep, you're coming in fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, how demonic, right? I agree with everything you said, so I'm not going to get into the blasphemy of the crosses, the you could call it idolatry, but he didn't believe in God. Matter of fact, there was a video I saw, I forget which social platform, but his son was interviewing him. It wasn't that long ago because he didn't look that old, and he asked him, do you believe in God? He said no, flat out no. So it was blasphemy. Everything he did was demonic. The point I wanted to make is, and you said this, and that is, what does Scripture say? I'm a former Catholic. I grew up Catholic, and so I've got a lot of family members, and I find myself all the time saying exactly that. What does Scripture say?
Yep.
And they kind of give that look, and because, you know, people, they hear it from the pulpit, they hear it from, well, this is, you know, God is, you know, he loves us, and it's like, that is not what Jesus said. Open your Bible and look at it. So I find myself saying that all the time, and it's frustrating because, and I'm not as versed, again, kind of, you know, use the term baby Christian, that's kind of me, but man, look in your Bible and see what he said about this topic. It's clear.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People aren't doing that, right? I've had to deal with death in the family. Well, you know, they're in purgatory, or you know what, I'd like to believe. What do you mean you'd like to believe? What does it say?
Yeah.
What were the fruits of that person's life, right?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It's frustrating.
It's amazing to me how people live for the devil, and then when they die, their family members, they have a Christian funeral for them, And on top of that, they say he's now in a better place. It's almost like the message that's been given to people in this country for 60 years, and it's a message of universalism. In other words, when you die, then salvation becomes a part of that person that just died. In other words, death has now become salvation rather than being born again by the Spirit of God, because this is what, in fact, is predominant in the church today, that no matter how you live your life, because they say that they're a Christian for some reason or another, they're going to heaven. Well, if that was true, then we'd have heaven on earth. I mean, after all, the Lord did say that his will would be done on this earth as it is in heaven. When it contrasts what we're seeing from the professors in the walls of the church today, because we see that the nation is being judged right now, and it's being turned into the hell that they so deserve because they've left off the Lord. It's a contradictory message every step of the way. And as I said earlier, my friend, I am just highly offended by what I see out there. I thank you for the call. Thank you for calling in, and stay strong, my friend, from Wisconsin once again. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I made reference to the scriptures, as I said. And what's interesting is when I posted... what I posted that the Dark Lord Ozzy Osbourne, when I posted, I said, isn't it interesting how professed Christians, a lack thereof, more than not, they'll side with the devil. They'll side. These are the same professors in our country, friends, that give a pass to a small portion of corruption in the halls of government that say it's okay to deliver their babies up through what they call abortion into the arms of Molech. They'll defend their idols like Ozzy Osbourne, but they won't defend the life of the innocent within the womb. This is what you're up against. Hey, folks, if you want to know why it is that you'll be betrayed by the hands of those that you thought better, this is exactly why. Why? Because they know not the Christ, John 16:1. They know not the Word of God, and they stand on the side of the devil, and they'll defend the devil, but they won't stand for the Lord's commandments, nor will they stand to bring about judgment which brings light to a people, Isaiah 51, verse 4. I want to go back to something Eric just said. Many times, I've seen and heard this with my own eyes and ears. I've seen sinners, lawbreakers that have lived for the devil and have died in their sins, be unscripturally preached into heaven. Read Proverbs 14, 12. One young man got shot and killed in a strip bar. When a drug deal went bad, on the day of his funeral, his friends showed up at the funeral to say goodbye. What did he hear from the hireling in the pulpit? They heard this self-appointed hireling, John 10:12, in the pulpit, who knew nothing of the young man, attempting to justify the sins of this young man and to tell his friends that he was now in heaven. Interesting. Now, here's the hireling overlooking the transgression of this man who died in his sin. Jesus said, he who commits sin and continues on in his sin, they go where sinners go. You know, I hear people say this all the time. Well, God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Let me remind you of something, friends. It's not the sin that goes to hell. It's the man that chose to live in sin that goes to hell. You're wondering now why it is that the government acts in such a fashion when, in fact, the law of truth is supposed to be in the mouth of the church. Now they have become the ignorant, and yet they want to guide people in the same direction that they're going, which is leading us straight into hell. And furthermore, confusion, Daniel 9:7. And the Lord is not a Lord of confusion, which is found in 1 Corinthians 14. Okay, so again, we got a hold of scripture, but going back to this, it's interesting how this hireling overlooking the transgression of this man who dies in his sins, and how it's obvious that he murdered it's obvious that this murdered man never repented in his sin because of where he was at and what he was doing. But again, he dies in his sin, and now somehow or another, hell is his consequence, but man, unconverted man, is basically preaching him into heaven. Makes distinction between Revelation 3, John 3:6, and what it is that you see today. I'm sorry, John 3:6, forgive me, John 3:6. Hey, folks, this is the stuff I preach against all day long, which is it's prevalent within the halls of government. Everybody goes to heaven. I am here to tell you, Scripture tells us the exact opposite. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there be few there be that find it. Scripture gives us an example of that, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that 8 souls were saved in the book of Peter. Talking about Noah's era. Wow, that is crazy how they've completely reversed that. And because the reason they get away with that, forgive me, the reason they get away from that is because the people don't search the Scriptures to know for themselves. John 7:17, it's the first prerequisite given to us by Jesus that we must know concerning the doctrine. Jesus said, going back to this young man, "For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." Believe is a verb, folks. It's an action word, John 8:24. I have personally seen this with fornicators, sex before marriage, adulterers. By the way, Ozzy Osbourne was a known adulterer. Ask his wife. There's many videos out there on it. I have personally seen liars, right? And if you look in Revelation 21, starting verse 8, liars shall have their part in the lake of what? Heaven? No, hell. Thieves, drunkards, those who have died from drug overdoses, and others who have all preached or all have been preached into heaven. And this is clear in contrast, diametrically opposed to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" What's the first thing the Lord says right there after that statement with a question mark? Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Okay? How many do we see being promoted by the mainstream media by Hollywood that have fallen and lived their lives in the worship of the devil, Matthew 4:9, and when they die from the fruit of their sins, right, they reaped what they sow, Galatians 6:7-8, they have Christian funerals. Folks, these apostates are self-deceived. Again, what a clear contradiction of Scriptures, Galatians 1:8. Folks, it's a cursed, modern, modified version of what the Word of God says. Through what? Omission and cherry-picking. Conjecture, friends. Speculation. Okay, what they do is they go through the Word of God and they pick out what they like and what they don't, like the Marcions do, right? They remove any reference to repentance or judgment of God upon the heads of those that are guilty of committing the act of sin. They just remove it, and then they create a modified gospel. You have been living under that modified gospel for 60 years in this country because the church allowed it to happen, and I'm talking about the children of the apostate. Again, there's good preachers out there, but you don't know who they are, friends. And I'm talking about those that are in the corner. Sometimes you have to seek them out. They're the good preachers. What you see on the mainstream media, nope, they're all propped up. 1 Kings 13:33. We're going to come right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports." In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Okay, you ready for this? This is some of the feedback, and I'm going to end it with deathbed repentance. Okay? If you guys have not seen the or read The Junkyard Prophet, My War, It's My Personal Testimony, do yourself a favor. The number one result is I Can't Put It Down. Second to None, done by Marvel Comics' Danny Bulinati. Also, Children of the Apostate is very applicable to what we're talking about right now. It's because of the modified message of the modern gospel that we're in trouble today. This confronts all of it. If you have not gotten this book, Children of the Apostate, friends, you need to get it. It's going to give you perfect understanding, super easy to understand, and your orders will go out first thing tomorrow morning. So let me do this. Let me go by and show you some of the, just in passing, of course, some of the views concerning the comments of the views of the Dark Lord Ozzy Osbourne and how I told him it's interesting how you professors side with the devil. Well, evil men understand not judgment. They don't understand the cross of Christ because they never repented. That's why. And they're okay that the Lord is offended, but you better not offend their idols. This is nothing new. Okay? This one lady said to me, she said, you're an a-hole, she said. Did you know that he was raped for years as a boy? I don't care. In the sense of, you don't, if you're a victim of abuse, you stand up against the abusers. You don't just sit back and live your life as a victim. Okay, and if you want to sing a song like that, why don't you go ahead and check out my comic book before you know who you're talking to, before you start calling me names without understanding I'm not speaking out of hate or anger outside of the fact that you people are seriously deceived. I'm trying to get you to open up your eyes for love for your soul. But again, what do? They get mad. They don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. She said that Ozzy was raped. She said, did I know is what she said. He read the Bible near the end of his life. Oh, I bet he did. It's like a criminal that goes out and commits crimes his whole life, and then he ends up in jail, and then he reads the Bible. You know, what he should have done, and society should take heed to what I'm saying, maybe we should give Bibles to the young people before they end up in the jail. No, that doesn't work for tyrants. It doesn't work for the system of indulgence. And P.S., the current administration is creating massive amounts of prisons in Texas. You want to talk about something that is completely upside down backwards? It is just that. You teach men the fear of the Lord by showing them the consequence of the crime. You don't create prisons and then lay it to the back of those that are out working and steal their money so you can profit from slave labor. But that's what the American people have put up with going back. This woman, outside of the fact that she calls me an a-hole, she said he read the Bible. Well, apparently he didn't hear it. Then she goes on and says he loves all God's children. Yeah, Jesus loved them all the way to hell. He made his choice. Jesus didn't refuse him. He refused Jesus. Instead of being mad at the Savior, you should be mad at those that kicked up against the Savior. Nope. We're backwards again. Isaiah 59 verse 14. Especially those who have battled their demons, you need a heart change. Okay. Okay. Doesn't the Bible say something about 11:42 of Luke to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, that you overlook the love of God and the judgment of God? Yep. Did you know that the very throne of God is judgment? Did you know that the very heart of God is judgment? Because he establishes righteousness through it. I've said this. Listen, when Jesus came and he was going to the cross, he said to his disciples that the prince of this world is going to be judged. How was he judged? Through the cross, which is the power of God unto salvation. If the enemy can keep men from the cross, the Lord cannot have his way with them outside of them turning. Now, what am I talking about? I'm not saying that the Lord can't do what he wants to do. He can and he will, okay? But what I am saying, friends, is the enemy of the souls of men has entertained men. Tained, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. He's entertained them to stay away from the cross. And if you look at why the children of Israel continuously fell, it was always in their prosperity. They forgot their God as they were prospering and doing the things that they wanted to do. And the Lord continuously came back to the prophets and said, what have I done that you would depart from me in such a fashion? This is not my children. This is not who my children are. You started out in holiness, and now look what you become. Reprobate silver, at best, Americans. Listen to what's going on. Another comment was this. After I promoted that professed Christians, the children of the apostate, side more with the devil. And I said, that's what unrepentance looks like. That's exactly right. So the apostates that have deceived themselves into believing that they actually belong to the Lord, they never repented. Why? Because they're not bringing forth the fruits of repentance, which is found in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Here's another one. Oh, he got real mad. I mean, this guy got really mad. Frankly, I'm sick of all you self-righteous hypocrites with all of your blank religion pointing your fingers at everybody else. I'd say you're not a Christian at all. Really? Law to the proud, grace to the humble. By the way, this hypocrite right here claims to be a Christian using vulgarities and expletives. Yep. No, what's happening is we're confronting his idols and he doesn't like it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Folks, we're talking about scripture here. And how many people came at me, even in the face of a picture that speaks 1,000 words, concerning the hypocrisy of the man that they mean to defend? Hey, folks, they're not defending Ozzy Osbourne. They're trying to defend themselves. That's what they're doing. You can't make up this stuff, folks. You really can't. One person said, I'm out of here. Oh, who are you to judge Bradley Dean? I'm not judging anybody. I'm merely using the judge's word, just like the church has been taught to do, which they have forsaken a long time ago. And what do they hear from the hirelings in the pulpit today? Who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? Hey, folks, if you don't show them the judgment, then why do they need to repent? If you don't show them the consequence of violating God's law, why do they need to repent? They don't. So they have taken on the fact that, well, we're just going to be on the devil's side here, and we're going to pull away all those tools that the Lord's using by the Holy Ghost to bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16, starting in verse 8. And what we'll do is we'll create our own Jesus. Yep. And the Lord says what? Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to them to serve them. It's exactly what they've done. That's why they're out there saying, rest in peace, Ozzy. One person, a friend of mine, said when a guy who called himself the Prince of Darkness goes to hell, and professed Christians, I'm adding on my feed, are mourning and posting, rest in peace, Ozzy. My goodness, people, how far the American people have fallen from Scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says what? All believers will appear. Here, let me go to the King James Version. I don't like that. because that's not what it says. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or evil. When we go over to Romans 15, 8, we find that Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision, a preacher of the law, grace to the humble, law to the proud, right? Remember when he said that that he was the great physician? What drives you to the great physician, friends? The fact that you know that you have a disease and you better get to him so you can be healed up, so you can be saved from your sins. Exactly. Jesus is a preacher of circumcision. When you look at Acts 3:26, it says, unto you first, to Christians, what does it say? It says, unto you first, having raised up his son through you, that men might find their faith in him and not in you. And again, that's glorified grace as to how he delivered you from your sin, not in your sin. But unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you. How did he bless us? In turning every single one of us from his lawless deeds, from our wickedness, not in our wickedness. My goodness, folks. You see why people hate Christians? Because they hate the Lord that they profess to serve. Again, when you look at Matthew 7:16, it says, you know them by their fruits. And then it goes on to make distinction. It talks about Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. If you remove the law, they don't have a knowledge of their sin. They don't have any understanding that they're offending God. Okay? Going on, John 8 is a prime example of an example concerning the way of the master. John 10, starting verse 17, a prime example of the law being used as a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. When we go to 1 Corinthians 6:9, what does it say? Folks, I'm going to hang on with you during the end of the show. We're going to cut off from our affiliates. If you want to join us, jump on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, and we're going to hold on for about 15 more minutes here just to finish this message out. The lines will remain open. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. To all of our affiliates, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, we're holding to who we are and not what the devil wants us to be, right? In the spiritual and in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. We'll see you in 23 hours. And to my social media platform friends, just hang on 1 second here. Okay. So with that, folks, we're moving on to finish this show. When we look at 1 Corinthians 6:9, again, do yourself a favor and listen to what Scripture says rather than what apostates have to say, because they're enemies of the cross of Christ. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Again, the Lord says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, sex before marriage, idolaters, what we're addressing today, adulterers, married and committing adultery, that's between you and the Lord as well. It talks about the effeminate, sodomites, nor homosexuals, and the abusers of themselves with mankind. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. Concerning this whole metal scene in many ways, especially back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, that's all it promoted was sexual promiscuity. That's all it promoted. When you go over, now moving forward, Jesus teaches us in Matthew 25 to make distinction between the goats and the sheep. That's righteously judging. Jesus said in John 7:24, we're to judge righteously. That is righteous judgment. Again, when you go to Ezekiel 44:23, what does it tell us? To make distinction between the holy and that which is unholy, the defiled. Okay? Again, John 7:24, read it, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Now, I want to lead to this really quick as well. When we read Hebrews 9:27, this applies to all men. This applies to all men. And what does it say? It says that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Just once. When's the last time you heard that from the pulpits in America? This is why you get these mushroom converts. They're not converted. They're worldlings. They're altar athletes. They're deceived by the hirelings in the pulpits who never repented. And what are they doing? They're preaching the letter of the law, which killeth. Why? Because they don't have the Spirit of God, because they never repented. They've never obeyed Acts 5:32. 2 Corinthians 5:10, what does it say? That we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. That's what Scripture says. When we go over to Revelation 21, what does it say? It says, but the fearful, 21 verse 8, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, that's Ozzy Osbourne, and idolaters, those that are following and trying to justify Ozzy Osbourne, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, I want to make clear here, friends, that we're not to fear hell. Again, I want to make very clear what I'm saying here. We're not to fear hell. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin. We've offended God, not hell. Okay? Read Luke 12, verse 4 and 5. Again, you're going to have to do your own homework here, friends, okay? Going on to the next point that I wanted to make was deathbed repentances. People are all out there saying, well, you know, we don't know what he did concerning his last moments before he died. Okay, so let me just think about this for a moment. So now what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to put our hope in the fact that he's in heaven because he lived 76 years of his life serving the devil, and everybody knows that's who he served. And somehow or another, because he wants a little insurance now, he's listening to the hireling, the great deceiver that goes to his bed and says, just say the prayer, you're going to heaven now. Nonsense. Nonsense. Well, one of the things that I've heard from all of these professors, again, these children of the apostate, remind you, friends, if you have not gotten this book, this addresses everything we're talking. It confronts the modified modern gospel in every step of the way by holding to the example of Christ himself. And those that were used by the Lord and the Spirit of God to uphold the Word of God, that preached the Word of God, that, by the way, died as martyrs, 11 of the 12 did. Okay? Children of the apostate, if you haven't gotten it, do yourself a favor and get it. Okay? We got about 1,000 of them left. I want to go back to this because people, namely the apostates, one of the things that they've assailed me with, so they think. They say, but what about the man on the cross? Yeah, and I see all the posts highlighting the man that was on the cross where Jesus said to him, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Yep. Did it happen? Yep. But like Matthew Henry, the great commentator, what he said is there's only one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible. He said that's the thief on the cross. He said so that no one despair, but there is only one so that no one presume. Look at the presumption on the behalf of the children of the apostate, which I want to again say, they are a great offense to me. When you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how much time can you read where Jesus was rebuking the religious hypocrites in the face of the people over and over and over and over again? He said, these are the ones that say, but don't do themselves. Matthew 23, 23. And then he goes on and woes them and woes them and woes them for their hypocrisies. Hey, folks, they're worldlings. You know, Amos 3, 3 comes to my aid. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Somehow or another, they have found within their own carnal minds to justify a double walk. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let those men think that they're not going to receive anything from the Lord, but yet somehow or another they think that they're in heaven. One more time, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Let me give you an anecdote concerning how people are saying, we don't know what he prayed before he went into eternity. And I just gave you a quote by Matthew Henry, not to presume because of the one example given unto us by the Lord concerning the thief on the cross. Okay? I want you to listen to this and listen carefully. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, highlights this topic. He said, deathbed repentances are often looked upon as very sincere, although too frequently We fear that they are but the first gnawings of the worm that never dies. He said, I have read this week an extraordinary anecdote told by Dr. Campbell of a woman who many years ago was condemned to death for murdering her own child and was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She was and was very diligently improved concerning the 6 weeks allowed her by the Scottish law grievous to her execution. And the ministers who were there continually gave it to them and the opinions of everybody around that she died in the sure, certain hope of her salvation. Well, the appointed day came, and in the process, she was hung. But it was very rainy that day, and no awning having been prepared, those who had the charge of her execution were in a great hurry to complete it and got under shelter. So she was cut down before the legal time, and as the custom is, the body was given up to her friends and to be buried. A coffin was provided, and she was removed in its fullness to East Lothian, where her husband was going to bury her. What they did is they stopped at a public house on the way home with her dead body, or so we thought. They stopped at an ale house, at a public house, to get a drink, to refresh themselves. When, in the process of refreshing themselves, to their great surprise and alarm, in rushed a little boy, and he said he heard a voice in the noise of the coffin. They went out and found that the woman was still alive and that her vital powers had been suspended, but the life was not extinct and the jolting of the cart had restored circulation. After a few hours, she became quite well. They removed their residence and went to another part of the country. The sad part of all of this tale is this, that the woman was a bad character as she was before, afterwards, as she was ever before, and if anything, she became worse. She lived in openly sin as she could and despised and hated Christianity even more than she had previously done. Now, folks, of course, this is a most remarkable case, and I believe that you would see that the great majority of those who profess to retreat on their deathbeds, if they could rise again from their graves, would live a life as profane, irregardless towards the things of God, and godless as ever. Rely on this, Charles Spurgeon said. It is nothing but the grace of the Spirit of God that makes a sure work of your souls, not the voice of those that have never been converted. Friends, do yourself a favor and hold to the Christ in his fullness, the whole counsel. And let's stick to the gospel that's been given unto us, not the false gospel that's been brought to us by the flesh of men in creating a gospel that counters the word of God. The Bible says in Galatians 1:8, let them men be accursed. And I am telling you as a word of encouragement that we have the opportunity to right the wrongs still. And in the process, friends, not to sit back and allow these heretics to promote and to breed themselves out of salvation. Because they are, in fact, the great deceivers when they try to justify the works of the devil. Folks, again, if you haven't gotten the book, I'm not a salesman, but I am telling you, it is here. Children of the Apostate is available. We also have a 3-pack bundle on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you haven't been over there, it's super easy to navigate. You just go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you go down, and you will find the 3-pack bundle. And all three of those books, super easy to read, start with all the prophets were pointing, first the heart, the soldier of the cross, then the armor, okay? And then get busy, read the Children of the Apostate, and I'll tell you what, you're going to have more things to do concerning the information that you just received than you ever dreamed of in all of your life. Love you by what we do. Also consider supporting us and keeping us out there, friends, because without you, we cannot do that. You can also go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll show you how simple that is as well. You can become a son or daughter of liberty, which is available right there. You go ahead and categorize what part of the plan that you want to be on. And also on the right side, go to the donate button. Again, we appreciate you. We do not have sponsors. Again, without you, we cannot do the things that we do. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.